We're starting to hear talk of the word pandemic. The coronavirus outbreak is now rapidly expanding in parts of the Middle East and Europe, in addition to Asia. The World Health Organization urges countries to be prepared. The World's Alana Gordon covers public health and is tracking the developments.
So there's a few different things going on right now, some of which might seem to conflict when you look at it. So I want to start in China. Over the weekend, President Xi Jinping said that this new coronavirus, it represents their biggest public health threat. And at the same time, the disease appears to have peaked last month and even plateaued in the places at the epicenter of this whole thing. So here's Mi Feng with China's National Health Commission speaking this morning through a translator.
We have seen an ever decline of the new confirmed cases and new onsets. As of today, we can see this continuous trend, in particular when it is compared.
So it's a little hard to hear, but essentially they've seen a decline.
Right.
And the WHO delegation has actually been in China this week. They said that these containment measures have really helped prevent a lot of new cases there. And they're even seeing this decline again in Wuhan. This is the place where the whole thing began.
Right. So this is a good thing.
Yeah. The director of the WHO, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said today, yeah, it appears to be a good sign.
The key message that should give all countries hope, courage, and confidence is that this virus can be contained.
But at the same time, Marco, outside of China, as you mentioned earlier, we're seeing a lot more countries with cases. Now it's at about 28. And there's new potential outbreaks. And Dr. Tedros said that uptick in infections is, quote, deeply concerning.
Yeah. So what is this spread to other countries really all about?
Well, it varies from place to place. So Italy's now seen and experienced the highest number of cases outside Asia. Over the weekend, cases spiked from just a handful to at least 150, and that includes a few deaths also. And the government there has put in some pretty sweeping restrictions in areas to the north near Milan and Venice. And so it means that like tens of thousands of people can't go in and out of there without special permission. South Korea has also experienced a big jump in cases. And then there's the Middle East. Iran has been the highest profile. There's been several dozen cases, at least a dozen deaths, and that's happening during a time of religious gatherings there. It's even prompted several countries like Pakistan and Turkey to close their borders with Iran.
So given the spread of COVID-19 to other countries now, does this mean that we're in the midst of a pandemic?
So whether to use that P word, Marco, has been coming up more and more. Dr. Mike Ryan, who's head of the WHO's Health Emergency Program, he was talking today just about the very meaning of that word.
Pandemic comes, I think, from the Greek pandemos, which means everybody. Demos meaning the population, pan meaning everyone. So pandemos is a concept where there's a belief that the whole world's population would likely be exposed to this infection.
So that's more or less the definition of a pandemic. The implication is that it has a global spread around the world, big human impacts of widespread infections and deaths. And the WHO, they've been reviewing all the impact of this COVID-19, its severity, its geographic spread. And what they say at this point, no, it's not a pandemic. Dr. Ryan even says that the context of understanding where and how these new cases are popping up is key. So if you look at some of the new cases right now in China, a lot of the transmission is happening between family members.
You see with Singapore, when they had a cluster at a conference, there was exportation from that conference. You've seen in the case of Iran, religious gatherings. So sometimes when you see an acceleration of cases and a spread from that, it doesn't necessarily represent the natural transmission dynamics of the virus. It's very much driven by the context.
But does it have the potential to become a pandemic?
It does.
Yeah.
I mean, so much can happen in the next days and weeks. A lot remains to be seen. Some risk specialists say it should be viewed as a pandemic already. But there's also this worry that this term, the way the public interprets that term, could lead to an unnecessary fear and overreaction. So Mike Ryan with WHO says every place can't all close your borders. The world can't just totally shut down. And that also wouldn't stop the spread of a disease. So he says what is clear right now is for all communities, what needs to happen is to have a focus on preparedness to better detect, contain, and treat this new virus.
The World's Alana Gordon, thank you for this update.
Thank you.